us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Sam Smith on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We also checked out, in case you just joined us, we also checked out Duchi with Denial is a River, and we had Oxley, on your radio. Thank you once again. Now, Shaquan, we are the original Plaxismos, isn't it?
Yes, we are.
We are the guys that bring interesting stuff a bit closer to you so that you see how you can get involved. Now, one thing that we're going to highlight for you today and plug you on is World Wildlife Day. Now, celebrated every year on the 3rd of March, which is today, actually. Fantastic.
Yeah, I am.
World Wildlife Day was established by the United Nations General Assembly in 2013 to raise awareness about the critical importance of wildlife and the need for its protection. Now, the Land of the Brave is especially proud of its rich wildlife heritage, and this year's theme is Wildlife Conservation Finance, Investing in People and the Planet, focusing on the vital role of innovative financing and safeguarding biodiversity and ensuring a sustainable future for both nature and humanity.
Yeah. So right now, we are joining us in studio this morning. It's a familiar face, a familiar aura, especially for future media. Our Miss Namibia 2019, I just really had to say it. Odile! The Namibian representative for Wild Africa. Now, she'll discuss how we as a nation and also as individuals can make a meaningful impact on wildlife conservation and tourism in Namibia. And she's also going to be sharing the incredible work that Wild Africa is doing to support wildlife across the continent. Odile, how are you doing today?
I'm very happy and excited to be here sitting in this room with the two magnificent, precious DJs.
So dramatic. Might as well just squeeze in a little air horn.
We'll take it.
Gosh, and I'm really happy to be
today
here.
For real? I thought you were actually going to say, so happy to be back home, but oh well.
Well, no, I am back home. This will always be home. Come on, guys.
All right.
Recognize.
Mm. Well, I mean, let's talk about it, Odile. I mean, such an important day, especially for us as Namibians.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Why is financing and economic investment so crucial for wildlife conservation? Make us understand.
It's essential for conservation, especially in Namibia, because that financing will support activities such as projects that focuses on anti-poaching efforts, habitat restoration, and community engagement. Now, I want to add on that Namibia has done so much when it comes to our wildlife. I mean, we've even included it in our constitution from the get-go.
Yeah. Yes,
so Namibia can take pride in how far we've come. However, despite the country's innovative conservation models, significant funding gaps still persist, especially in national parks. And these challenges include limited financial stability and the need for sustainable operations.
Now, you mentioned gaps, and I think I just got wind of that. What would you say are some of the biggest funding gaps in wildlife conservation that we are facing today?
There are so many, but I do want to highlight a few that really pop up for me when it comes to especially the research that I've done. But when it comes to Namibia specifically, insufficient funds for community-based solutions to reduce human-wildlife conflict. We can do everything we can to even educate ourselves, but we do need the funds when it comes to finding those solutions to make, you know, to make sure that we walk the talk, in other words. Underfunding for biodiversity data collection and technology-driven conservation strategies. Going back full circle, we need to educate ourselves, but sometimes we need the resources and the funding to get the type of education we need, whether it's here at home or internationally. And also lack of investment in habitat resilience and ecosystem-based solutions to climate threats. Climate threats play a massive role when it comes to our wildlife and the success stories thereof. And this can be an area where we, as Namibians, can take care of our wildlife by taking care of those climate threats. But we need the finances. Other issues also include support for education for us to inform communities on living in harmony with wildlife and how to go on about protecting them. So it's not just about people living in the communities near national parks in those areas. Yeah. It's also for us here in the urban sides of the world where, oh, you know what? Let's go gallivant somewhere in Etosha.
Yeah.
And we go there without the proper lack of knowledge.
Knowledge.
And, you know, things spiral out of control. It's a sliding slope. So educate.
I'm happy that you're just contextualizing this, you know, and it's in the theme, isn't it? Wildlife conservation finance for this year. The theme wants us to focus on the financing bit. But one thing that I've found, Odile, is that, you know, whenever with the conversation with funding, it's never sustainable, or there's never a sustainable model that will, you know, help us.
Just say it. It's never enough.
It's okay. Yeah. It's never
enough. Will it ever be enough?
Right. So in terms of creating that sustainability for funding for wildlife conservation, how can governments and businesses and individuals work together towards that model?
I think that the answer was in the question. Mm. We work together.
Ah.
Collaborate. Collaboration amongst governments, businesses, and individuals is vital. The Namibian government has already empowered local communities through legally recognized conservancies, allowing them to manage natural resources that allow them to benefit economically as well.
Yeah.
But more can be done. Businesses can invest in ecotourism and sustainable enterprises, while individuals, you and me, can support conservation initiatives and promote and support responsible tourism.
Mm.
This collective, collaborative approach aligns conservation goals with socio-economic development. I do believe that's one of the goals for 2030. Collaborate for a collective approach that aligns conservation goals with socioeconomic development. That is actually legit, the line I took.
Mm.
So, yes, collaborate.
Okay.
As much as we can.
See, take your strengths
and
see where we can improve your weaknesses and vice versa.
Vice versa.
That's
absolutely
where I'm coming from.
And that's where you'll get that bomb team.
Exactly.
Mm.
So, you know, I was just listening to, obviously, collaborate partner. We need to collaborate a little bit more. So speaking on behalf of Ineske and myself right now, if you ever need assistance to, you know, go chase a rhino.
Or something, you know. Many of my traveling. You know, because
knowing me, I'll just be like, I'm just a girl. Ineske, get it.
Mind you, I
can chase a donkey for you, but a rhino.
Yeah, rhino, right?
Thank you. Rhino, we won't be chasing rhinos.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Please,
man.
No, thank you.
Yes,
no.
We can't. No, yeah. Even the picturing that is just crazy. Maybe
a chicken.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's more doable.
But you know what, Odile? On a serious note, I just really want to know.
Yeah.
What impact does wildlife tourism have on our economy?
I hope these numbers can really paint a picture of why our wildlife in Namibia is so important. So Africa's GDP is particularly dependent on nature. And investing in conservation not only protects our wildlife, but our wild spaces and supports the economy and communities.
Mm.
Now, Namibia boasts 13 national parks. Now, these 13 national parks, which is managed by MEFT, draw visitors from around the world to experience that diverse wildlife and Namibian experience. Mm-hmm. Now, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council, the direct contribution of travel and tourism to Namibia's GBD was approximately 8.08 billion Namibian dollars, accounting for 3.4% of the country's GDP in 2023. But now, when you consider the total contribution, which includes direct, indirect, and induced impacts, that number rises from 8.08 to 31.56 billion Namibian dollars.
That is insane.
That is 13.4% of Namibia's GDP. Now, these figures highlight the vital role tourism plays in Namibia's economy, encompassing not only direct activities like hospitality and transportation, but also a broader field such as investment and supply chain expenditures.
Wow.
Yep.
Those are short. Now I understand whenever we have these conversations, or whenever we see these campaigns always say it directly benefits you. And then we as the ordinary people, you're like, what do you mean it benefits
me?
How
is it
benefits
me?
How?
Yeah.
How?
Well, look
me, I'm not eating from that rhino.
First of all, you shouldn't be eating the rhino.
I mean, like the wildlife there.
What are you guys with the rhinos? Honestly,
I'm sorry,
leave the rhinos around.
Odile, he said from, not the rhino. I don't know. Pardon, I'm trying to help
yeah.
you.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's working.
You're forgiven. You're forgiven.
Thank you.
Shaquan looks gorgeous today, so you're forgiven.
Oh, wait.
Oh, thank you,
so it does make sense now. It does make sense because all of that money is going into the economy. It's such a long chain of how that money helps us every single day.
True.
What can we do as a people, whether it's individuals or businesses or policymakers, to contribute to the wildlife conservation financing?
So there's a lot that we can do.
Yeah.
It might seem like baby steps,
yeah.
but baby steps are so much more impactful than massive, big, giant steps,
yeah.
if you will.
Yeah.
So the first is, and they all align with each other. It's support, support, support. Educate and a support. So you can participate in sustainable ecotourism by choosing ethical travel experiences that benefit local communities.
Yeah.
Now you all know the company I love traveling with, right?
Oh yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
So
yes, yes,
Kundwana is known for their ecotourism practices. And that's part of the reason why I love them so much. And because of their practices, it kind of led me to do some more research on other tourism companies that practices similar things when it comes to taking care of the environment and communities.
Yeah.
You can also make yourself a consumer, a responsible consumer, by making choices that support businesses that prioritize conservation and also choose eco-friendly, locally sourced products.
Yeah.
And then, of course, support conservation organizations. There's so many here in Namibia, regardless of the animal, which wildlife they choose, or where they are situated. These conservations need your support. So even if you just give them, you know, a few dollars here, okay, maybe more than a few dollars. Sharing a social media post there, although share more than a social media post.
Yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
trying to say is there are many small things that we can do that will accumulate to bigger monumental things. This might sound negative, but this has a lasting approach, this quote that I'm about to share. Thunderstorms and hurricanes might be big and massive, and they could be very scary, but termites are more dangerous when you give them time. So if you do something small every single day, you can really make a massive impact.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the one small thing that you can do today is by visiting Wild Africa on our socials. That's wildafrica.org. We share all the information you need, especially when it comes to Namibian conservation. You can also check out our website, wildafrica.org, similar to our handle, where all that information is readily available for you there as well. And we cannot wait to get connected with you and save Namibia's beautiful landscape for a better tomorrow.
Absolutely. And inject those dollars.
Oh, yes.
Into the plight.
Yes.
Namibian representative for Wild Africa, Odile Gertz, exciting us about World Wildlife Day today. Our encouragement to you is just continue to do some reading, quench yourself, and get involved. Stick around when we get back on the other side. Osi Jelena Reipi will scold us about our finances.